Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, how to take advantage of the homeowner's tax exclusion as a real estate investor. In the last episode, I talked about the tax break from Uncle Sam that allows you to sell your primary home and pay no capital gains tax on up to $500,000 of gain if you're married filing jointly, and up to $250,000 if you're single. But what about rental properties? Is it possible to apply this tax break to rentals? Unfortunately, the capital gains exclusion does not apply to rental properties. It applies only to your primary home. But you can turn a rental house you own into your primary home and by doing so make the sale eligible for the tax exclusion. If it suits you, you can move into your rental house, live in it for two or more years, and then sell it and pay no tax on your gain if it's under the exclusion limits. To be eligible for the exclusion, you must own and live in the house for two of the previous 5 years. If you own multiple rental houses and are open to an unusual lifestyle, you could repeat the process as frequently as every 2 years if you want to sell your properties without paying tax on the gain up to the exclusion limits. Before you sell a rental property, be sure you're clear about your reason for selling and be sure that it's a good reason. Keep in mind that when you sell a house, you're selling an asset that over the long term typically goes up in value. Your gain when selling a house that has been rented may be higher than you expect. When you were renting it out, you were most likely depreciating the cost of the house on your Schedule E. When you sell the house, your cost basis in the house is reduced by the amount of depreciation you've taken, which makes for a larger gain. Once again, you may exclude up to $500,000 of the gain if you're married and file jointly, and up to $250,000 if you're single, if you've owned and lived in the house for two of the previous 5 years. If you move into a rental property you acquired through a 1031 tax-deferred exchange, the rule is more stringent. Instead of needing to own and live in the house for two of the previous 5 years, you must actually own the house for 5 years and also live in it for two of the previous 5 years to take the exclusion. I'll say more about tax-deferred exchanges in a future episode. What if you were to buy a fixer-upper, renovate it, and sell it at a profit after living in it for at least 2 years? Could you take advantage of the tax exclusion in this situation? Yes, you could. If you're someone who would enjoy, or at least could deal with living in a fixer-upper while you're actually doing the fixing up, this exclusion can be a big part of your strategy. I said it in the last episode, but it's worth repeating here. There's no limit to the number of times you may use the exclusion. However, you may use the exclusion no more than once every 2 years. Lastly, keep in mind that you don't need to buy a next house of equal or greater value to take the tax exclusion. While this was the case before the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997, it no longer is. You can use this tax exclusion on the gain from the sale of your home, whether you're selling your home to move up, to downscale, or even to cash out and travel around in your RV. As always, it's a really smart idea to consult a tax or financial advisor when making strategic financial decisions. Today, I'm giving away two copies of Selling Real Estate Without Paying Taxes by Richard Williamson. This book is filled with strategies for selling your home, second home, or rental properties without paying tax. This week's winners are Eden B. and Keith in Ithaca, New York. Congratulations, Eden and Keith. Be sure to check your email for instructions. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. If you have a question or comment, email it to money@qdnow.com or call it into my voicemail line, which is 877-6-RICHER. That's 877-6-RICHER. And a big thank you to those of you who've posted a review at iTunes. Thank you so much. Money Girl is part of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. Check out the Mr. Manners podcast for tips on how to be more polite. Thanks for listening.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.